Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another Weekday Meditation. Over in the book of Proverbs, a daddy is writing a letter to his son, and it offers so much wisdom that Proverbs is known as the Book of Wisdom. In chapter 3, the little headline above the chapter in my Bible says this is called Trusting in the Lord. This entire chapter is about how we trust with our life. And the scriptures start off in verse 1. It says, "My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. And if you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying." This is good. This is great news for me and you. That if we will just take those things which God speaks into our life and then let them, if you would, kind of percolate and drip through your entire soul to the point that eventually you're soaked in it, then what will happen is that we'll live many years and our life will be, and I love this word, satisfying. I think all of us want peace. We all want power. We all want direction, but we want it all to lead to a life that is satisfied. And when we find out that everything we need to be satisfied is found in Christ Jesus, then we will never forget the things that He has taught us, and we will store His commands in our heart, knowing that as the scriptures define a heart, they're not talking about our organ, they're talking about our very being, every part of us, every nook and cranny of our soul. And when we do that, He is faithful to give us a life that is satisfied. So today, I want to urge you to join me as we pray that God might give us a satisfied journey today. Lord, thank you for the opportunity that we can come before you and we can pray boldly. And we ask you, would you step into our world and cause our hearts to be filled with contentment and to be satisfied with you? Lord, with all of our external pressures that we place on ourselves and other people place on us, God, would you give us the wisdom to know what is it that you want us to do and how you want us to lead? And God, let us find satisfaction in that. Put our head on a pillow tonight and know that we've heard from you and walked with you this day in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So as we prepare to meditate today, I invite you, tell the Lord two things that you're grateful for right now. Just say, Lord, I'm grateful for, and name two things. And then think about what are some things in your life that you need the Lord's power and strength to kind of drop off and leave and never pick them up again. Maybe it's a spirit of gossip or maybe negativity. Maybe it's a poor habit. Maybe it's an addiction. What is it that you would ask the Lord to give you great wisdom that you could drop off and leave them behind and never reach them again? Lord, would you step into my life and cause me to have the ability and your power to leave these things behind today? And now, my friend, as though we were walking into a counseling appointment and sitting in the lap of God our Father, let's prepare to be in that quietude and solitude and hear from Him. I want to mind the time and give you a couple of minutes where the only thing that you hear from is God. It's wonderful to talk with Him. It's even more wonderful to hear from Him. So enjoy these next couple of moments. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a moment. Well, remember what the scripture says in verse 2 in chapter 3 of Proverbs. If you do this, meaning if you'll store the things that God has for you in your heart, if you'll get scripture into your soul and let it percolate through your body and through your soul, if you do this, he says, you're going to live many years and your life will be satisfying. My friend, don't just go in peace today. Go in satisfaction with God himself. God bless you. I'll see you back again tomorrow for another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.